الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Questions and answers about Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Supplication of Amir Ahlus Sunnah's successor. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the 23-page booklet, Questions and Answers about Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, make them a true follower of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, grant them piety, and forgive them without accountability. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites salat upon me, I will intercede for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Question: when did the blessed birth of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi take place? Answer: my spiritual guide, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, was born on Monday, the 1st of Ramadan al-Mubarak, at the time of true dawn. At that moment, his lips were moving slowly, and the words Allah, Allah were flowing from his tongue. As his birth was in Ramadan al-Mubarak, he kept a fast from the first day. He would not drink his mother's milk from the time of Sahri until Iftar, i.e. from true dawn until sunset. The noble mother, rahmatullahi alayha, of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi states, when my son Abdul Qadir was born, he would not drink milk the entire day in Ramadan. Question: would Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi reply to the sneezing of his mother rahmatullahi alayha whilst in her womb? Answer: yes. When his noble mother rahmatullahi alayha would sneeze, she would say Alhamdulillah, and he would reply from inside her womb saying Yarhamukillah. Nowadays, many older people are perhaps unable to articulate Yarhamukallah properly. In replying to a sneeze, Yarhamukillah will be said to a woman and Yarhamukallah to a man. My spiritual guide, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abd al-Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, even knew legal rulings inside the womb of his mother, as he was a saint from birth. Our state is such that we do not know what to do upon sneezing or how to respond to the reply of someone who sneezes, and the majority of us do not say Alhamdulillah upon sneezing, whereas this is a sunnah. In fact, praising Allah Almighty by saying Alhamdulillah upon sneezing has been mentioned as a sunnah mu'akkada, i.e. an emphasized sunnah, in Khazain al-Irfan with reference to Al-Tahtawi. It has been experienced that some people have developed a firm habit of not saying Alhamdulillah upon sneezing so much so that if they are reminded repeatedly, they still do not say it. It is wajib to reply to a sneeze in such a voice that can be heard by the one who sneezed. If one does not reply, he will be sinful. However, people do not reply, nor do they have knowledge concerning it. My spiritual guide, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, knew the reply to sneezing even in the womb of his mother, whereas it was not even wajib on him, as it is not wajib of a nabaligh, a prepubescent, let alone being a prepubescent. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Rahmatullahi Alayh was still in his mother's womb. This was a miracle of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Rahmatullahi Alayh. And this was Allah's way of announcing that the one who is about to be born is not an average person. He is the leader of the saints. Anyhow, when someone sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah, and it is wajib upon those Muslims who hear Alhamdulillah to reply with Yarhamukallah. Saying Alhamdulillah is the best supplication. Saying Alhamdulillah is very comprehensive in expressing praise. It has been mentioned regarding this in the noble hadith. أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. The most superior supplication is to say الحمد لله. It is better if the one sneezing says الحمد لله رب العالمين or الحمد لله على كل حال. And it is wajib on the listener to immediately reply with Yarhamukallah, i.e. may Allah Almighty have mercy on you. He should say this so that the one who sneezed is able to hear it. It is not sufficient to say it in one's heart silently. Upon hearing this reply, the one who sneezed should say, Yaghfirullahu lana walakum, i.e. may Allah Almighty forgive us and you. Or يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ i.e. may Allah Almighty guide you and rectify your affairs. Saying this is mustahab, i.e. commendable for him, i.e. it is a rewardable act. If one did not say it, he would not be sinful. The mustahab will be fulfilled by mentioning either one of these two supplications. Question. Relate to us any event from the childhood of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. Answer. Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh states, when I was young, I had to go into the jungle where I followed an ox, as children often do. That ox turned to me saying, O Abdul Qadir, you were not created for such acts. In a state of worry, I returned home and informed my mother, O mother, let me travel to Baghdad so that I can attain knowledge and see the pious people. My mother asked me the reason for this. So I informed her of the occurrence with the ox. Upon hearing this, tears appeared in my mother's eyes, and she brought my share of my father's wealth to me, which was 80 gold coins. I took 40 of them, leaving the remaining 40 for my brother. My mother sewed the coins into my shirt, and granting me permission to travel to Baghdad, advised me to speak the truth always and said, O my son, I am sending you far away from me for the sake of Allah Almighty. Now I will only see your face again on the day of judgment. It is apparent from this account that Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir Rahmatullahi Alayh had a passion for seeking knowledge from his childhood. For this very purpose of seeking knowledge, he took permission from his mother, and his mother granted him permission to undertake a lifelong journey in the path of Allah Almighty. This is such a true account in which there is a great lesson for every mother and every child. We should also seek religious knowledge. Question. Describe the blessed appearance of Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. Answer. It is mentioned in Bahjat Al-Asrar سيدنا الشيخ أبو عبد الله ابن أحمد ابن قدامة المقدسي رحمة الله عليه relates that our Imam, Shaykh al-Islam Muhyi ad-Din Sayyid Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, was slim-bodied, of medium height, broad-chested, had a dense beard and long neck. He had a wheat-colored complexion and eyebrows which joined, dark of eyes, loud-voiced, and expansive in knowledge and erudition, i.e., he was a great scholar and mufti as well. Question: was Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi an Arab or an Ajami, i.e., a non-Arab? Answer: Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi was a non-Arab. Remember, a non-Arab is called an Ajami just as we are Ajami. Question: what is the meaning of this verse of poetry? Wah kya martaba hai ghaus-e bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam ala tera. O ghaus, what a status you have, indeed how exalted. Above the heads of the lofty ones your foot is elevated. Answer: wah kya martaba hai ghaus-e bala tera, meaning, O my spiritual guide, my Al-Ghawth Al-Azam, what an elevated status you have, what a station, what a position, your rank is indeed very lofty. Unche unchon ke saron se qadam ala tera, meaning, O my Al-Ghawth Al-Azam, not your blessed head, rather your blessed foot is above the lofty ones. Here, unche uncho, i.e. lofty ones, refers to the noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim. It does not mean the prophets, alayhimus salam, or the noble companions, alayhimur ridwan. The rank of Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, is very lofty and elevated amongst the noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim. Question: what is the meaning of Qadiri? Answer: the name of Sayyiduna Al-Ghawth Al-Azam rahmatullahi alayhi is Abdul Qadir. So any person that becomes a murid, i.e. a disciple in his silsila, i.e. spiritual path, is called a Qadiri by way of ascription to his name. Question: is being a murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi established from the noble Quran? Answer: seeking a wasila, intermediary, is established from the noble Quran. In part 6, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 35, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: O believers, fear Allah and seek wasila, i.e. the medium of good deeds or of pious people towards Him. The scholars of truth have taken this verse as evidence for adopting a spiritual guide. It is obvious that a spiritual guide is not Allah Almighty or a prophet. Rather, the one who is taken as a spiritual guide is an intermediary which leads one to the court of Allah Almighty. So, in this manner, it is established from the noble Quran. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also took oaths of allegiance at various junctures, such as Bayt al-Ridwan, which is very famous. Anyone who has some knowledge is aware of Bayt al-Ridwan. In this way, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam took an oath of allegiance on some occasions from some that they would not ask anything from people. He took an oath of allegiance from others that they would stay away from the world. Oaths of allegiance like these are mentioned in the noble ahadith. The practice of bayt, i.e. oath of allegiance, is an old age tradition. The practice of taking an oath of allegiance is something from the pious predecessors, rahmatullahi alayhim, of the earliest times. Our spiritual guide, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, is a famous pious predecessor, and perhaps no one denies his piety. Yet, he too had a spiritual guide named Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Sa'id Mubarak Makhzumi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir had many khulafa, i.e. spiritual successors. Amongst them, Sayyiduna Shaykh Ali ibn Hayti rahmatullahi alayhi was the first khalifa. There were many others apart from him. In turn, these khulafa themselves had khulafa. Thus, the Qadiri silsila has continued to this day. If we look beyond Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, then Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Sa'id Mubarak Makhzumi rahmatullahi alayhi was his spiritual guide. In turn, he too had a spiritual guide. The famous pious predecessor, Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, is also from our spiritual guides. In the same way, Sayyiduna Shaykh Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi and Sayyiduna Sari Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi are also from our spiritual guides. In this way, the chain of spiritual guides of our Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi continues until it reaches Sayyiduna Imam Zainal Abideen rahmatullahi alayhi. Then to his spiritual guide Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu an, and then to his blessed father Sayyiduna Mawla Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu an. After this, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu an is the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, every link is united with another in the form of a chain. The pious predecessors did not deny this. To this day, most of the Ummah, in fact the vast majority of the Ummah, accepts this. Question: why is the noble father of Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi called Jangi Dost? Answer: the noble father of Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi was foremost in amrun bil ma'rufi wa nahyun 'anil munkar, i.e. enjoining right and forbidding evil. He could not bear to see sin. It is mentioned on page 16 of Maktabatul Madinah's Ghawth-e Paak ke Halat that Sayyiduna Abu Salih Sayyid Musa Jangi Dost rahmatullahi alayhi's epithet became Jangi Dost because he would oppose himself for the sake of Allah Almighty and would strive much in worship and riyadha, i.e. spiritual training. He was well known for enjoining righteous acts and forbidding evil. He would not even care for his own life in this matter. One day he was going to the Jami Masjid and some servants of the Khalifa of the time were passing carrying earthen jars of wine on their heads with extreme care. When he looked towards them, a state of spiritual wrath overcame him and he broke those jars. None of the workers had the courage to do anything before the awe-inspiring nobility of the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayh. They quietly went to the Khalifa of that time and incited the Khalifa against him. Thus the Khalifa said, "Bring Sayyid Musa immediately to my court." When Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi alayhi arrived in the court of the Khalifa, he was seated in a state of anger and rage. He angrily asked, "Who are you to waste the hard work of my servants?" Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "I am a muhtasib, one appointed to forbid people from things which are contrary to the Sharia, and I have carried out my duty." The Khalifa asked, "By whose order have you been appointed as a muhtasib?" Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi alayhi replied in an awe-inspiring tone, "By the one according to whose order you are governing, i.e. Allah Almighty has made me a muhtasib to hold you people to account and stop you from wrongdoing." This statement of his had a profound impact on the Khalifa, such that he sat putting his head on his knees, then raising his head after a while, he humbly asked, "Respected man, apart from amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar, i.e. enjoining right and forbidding evil, what was the wisdom of breaking the earthen pots?" Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "Showing compassion for your state and to save you from the disgrace of this world and the hereafter." The Khalifa was greatly moved by his words of wisdom and deeply impressed. He said, "Respected man, you are appointed the role of Muhtasib." As he was the father of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, placing his trust in Allah Almighty, Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi alayhi responded, "When I am appointed by Allah Almighty, then what need do I have of being appointed by the creation?" From that very day, he became famous by the epithet Jangi Dost. Allah Almighty have mercy on him and grant us forgiveness without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. On Madani channel, a slogan is raised, "Dam dama dam dast gir." What does this mean? Answer: the meaning of dam is breath. So the intended meaning is breath by breath is my al-ghawth al-azam, i.e. with every breath, my al-ghawth al-azam is remembered. Another meaning of dam is time. So the meaning would then be the remembrance of al-ghawth al-azam takes place in every moment. Question: Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani statement is, "This foot of mine is on the necks of all the saints." What is the meaning of this? Answer: when Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi made the statement, "Qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyyallah," i.e. this foot of mine is upon the neck of every saint of Allah Almighty, on the pulpit in Baghdad Sharif, first of all Shaykh Ali ibn Hayti rahmatullahi alayhi, who was his first Khalifa, came forward and put his foot on his own neck. In the same way, when this occurred, Khawaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi was present in the mountains of Khurasan for worship. On hearing this statement of Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, "Your foot is not just on my neck, rather it is on my head and eyes as well." Some years back, speeches were relayed by telephone. Nowadays, they are telecast via television. The speech of my spiritual guide, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, was relayed by a spiritual connection. There was no wiring, nor was there any electrical transmission equipment. some noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, would sit at their spiritual lodges and gather the people to hear the speeches of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayh. He was a living marvel. His marvels are so numerous that no other saint has so many. The gatherings and admonitions of the Shaykh were famous, regarding which there are long narratives. In any case, the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim took the foot of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi on their necks, outwardly and inwardly. His foot is on the necks of all the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim that are to come until the judgment day. Question: narrate to us an account of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi's love for the poor. Answer: my noble Murshid, the King of Baghdad, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, once stopped at a place during the Hajj season and gave a strange order: find the house of the poorest person in this locality. When it was found, he asked permission from that poor family to stay at their home. Their fortune shone and they granted permission. The prominent and rich people of that locality brought many expensive gifts, such as cows, goats, grains, gold and silver, and placed them before Shaykh Abdul Qadir as gifts in appreciation of him, and even requested him to stay with them at their homes. However, he refused to leave that poor person's abode and go to someone else's home. Not only this, but he gave all those gifts to that poor family and left at the time of Sehri. Thus, through the blessings of my Murshid, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, spending some moments of the night at that poor family's home, they became affluent. From this account we receive the Madani pearl that Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh had a lot of love for the poor. Therefore, we should also have love for the poor and avoid scolding them. When we arrange a meal in our homes, we should place the food before the poor first and give them a place of honor. Conversely, our treatment of the poor is out of line. These poor people are given no attention. However, if a wealthy business person comes, he is entertained well, even if he does not offer a single salah and misses Jum'ah prayer. The poor person is punctually offering the 5 daily prayers and the sign of prostration is shining on his forehead. But no one will give him any attention. If we treat a poor person this way and he is given a lofty station on the day of judgment, then what will we do? We should all take care of the poor. Question: relate to us a miracle of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Answer: Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail rahmatullahi alayh had 2 date palm trees. However, they had been fruitless for 4 years. Once the King of Baghdad, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, visited and performed wuzu under one of the trees and offered 2 rak'ats of prayer beneath the other tree, through the barakah of which both trees became tall and fresh and fruit-bearing within that very week, even though it was not the season for dates. Some of these dates were presented to Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. After consuming them, he supplicated, because of which Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail rahmatullahi alayh's land, wheat, money and animals were filled with blessings. From this account, it is apparent that the supplication of Allah Almighty's pious servants is filled with blessings, and they remove difficulties. It should be remembered that we should not only ask for supplication for the rectification of our worldly life, rather we should also ask for the betterment of our afterlife, safety from an evil ending, and entry into paradise without accountability. Allah Almighty has taught us a most beautiful supplication in the noble Quran, in which there is mention of the good of this world and the afterlife. Allah Almighty mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O our Lord, give us good in the world and also good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of hell. Question. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh would offer 1,000 rak'ats of nafal prayer daily. Is this considered a miracle of his? Answer. Yes. Since an average person cannot offer 1,000 rak'ats of nafal, as a night would finish before this, this is a miracle. The completion of the recital of the entire noble Qur'an in one night. Completion of the entire noble Qur'an standing on one leg, and recital of 30,000 salats upon the Prophet daily by the pious predecessors are all miracles. When Sayyiduna Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu would come to mount his horse, he would complete the recital of the entire noble Qur'an in the time between placing his foot in one stirrup and the second stirrup, even though this is a duration of only 1 second. This was his miracle. Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam would recite the entire Zabur in a short period, whereas the Zabur was more voluminous than the noble Qur'an. This was his miracle. Question. Please mention the account of Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh squeezing blood out of bags of money. Answer. Once the Khalifa brought 10 bags of gold coins as a gift to Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, which he refused to accept, saying, I have no need for these. The king humbly insisted, so Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayh took a bag in his right and another in his left hand and began to squeeze them, whereupon blood began to flow from them. He said, O Abu al-Mudaffar, do you not fear Allah Almighty in taking the blood of the people and bringing it to me? Hearing this, the Khalifa, in a state of astonishment, fell unconscious. Question. Relate to us another miracle of Sayyiduna al-Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi alayh. Answer. Once some people who had a bad assumption about the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim came to Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayh with two baskets and asked, what is in these? Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh rose from his seat and, placing his blessed hand over one of them, said, there is an ill child in this one. He then ordered his son, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Razzaq rahmatullahi alayh, to open it, and indeed an ailing child was found in it who was disabled. He took hold of him and said, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, stand by the permission of Allah Almighty. The child rose and stood. Then He placed his hand over the second basket and said, "There is a child who is in good health in this one." He then ordered for that basket to be opened, and indeed a child in good health was found inside it, who got up and began to walk. Seeing this miracle, some people repented from their evil views. From this account we learn, the noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, have a lofty status. Allah Almighty has bestowed them with such ability that they can come to know what is inside a closed basket without opening it. Whenever they wish, by the will of Allah Almighty, they can cure the ill. Wicked is the one who holds evil thoughts about the noble saints of Allah, rahmatullahi alayhim. May Allah Almighty protect us from such corrupt thoughts. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Question: how can one see Sayyidina Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi in a dream? Answer: that which we mention and remember a lot often appears in our dreams. For this reason, mention Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayh, remember him, convey the rewards of good deeds to him, and travel in his footsteps, insha'Allah, you will be blessed at some point. Question: can we display a picture of Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayh in our homes? Answer: no, it cannot be displayed. The picture that people mention is fabricated. The beard in it is shown to be small. If the beard was shown as full, even then it would be a sin to frame and display someone's picture in one's home. We cannot put up pictures of our parents or our spiritual guides either. Some people display the pictures of animals, such as a donkey or a horse, as a showpiece. This is not allowed either. The angels of mercy do not enter a house due to the displaying of pictures of living creatures in the home. However, one can put up a picture of the green dome or the holy Kaaba. Moreover, the picture that appears on the television is a digital image from light rays that is visible and then disappears. This is not that picture which is forbidden. Likewise, the image that appears as a reflection in a mirror does not come under this ruling of pictures. Question: how is it to say a banda of Al-Ghawth Al-Azam, whereas a person is a slave of Allah Almighty? Answer: there is no harm in saying this. There are many meanings for banda. For example, servant, slave, person. Furthermore, in Punjabi, a person is called banda as well. So why is the objection only to saying Ghaus ka banda? At this point, Mufti Sahib said, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has related by way of Mustadrak lil Hakim that Sayyiduna Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu an said that I was the slave and servant of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his lifetime. Question: O Sayyidi, please clarify this verse of poetry. Teri sarkar mein lata hai raza usko shafi, jo mera ghaus hai aur laadla beta tera. In your blessed court, Raza presents him as an intermediary, the one who is my ghaus and your dear son in ancestry. Answer: in this line of poetry, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I present the intermediation of that personality, and Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, who is my ghawth, i.e. the answerer of my pleas, sympathetic to me, my comforter, but he is your dear son. O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, for the sake of your dear son, rectify my affairs. Question. On which date is the Urs, a commemoration of the anniversary of the passing of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi held? Answer. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi passed away on the 11th of Rabi al-Akhir. It is for this reason that his Urs is held on this day and Ithali Thawab, a conveyance of reward, is arranged. In these 11 days, we are holding Madani Muzakaras, through which invitation to righteousness is reaching people and knowledge is being attained. InshaAllah, many people will come onto the path of piety and repent from sins, becoming punctual in their salah. Jilani Remedy. On the night of the 11th Rabi al-Ghawth, i.e. Rabi al-Akhir, take 3 dates, recite Surah al-Fatiha and Surah al-Ikhlas once each. Then recite, Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Shay'an Lillah al-Madad 11 times, with Salat upon the Prophet once before and after. And then blow on 1 date. Like this, recite and then blow on the 2nd and 3rd date. It is not necessary to eat the dates on the same night. They can be eaten at any time on any day. InshaAllah, this will be beneficial for all types of stomach ailments. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.